Paul gives us a description of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. It says this: love is patient, love is kind, it is not envious. Love does not brag, it is not puffed up. It is not rude, it is not self-serving. It is not easily angered or resentful. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Keeping that in mind, keeping this description that we just read in mind, listen to this story. Starting in John chapter 18, verse 28. Then they brought Jesus from Caiaphas to the Roman governor's residence. Now it was very early in the morning. They did not go into the governor's residence so they would not be ceremonially defiled, but could eat the Passover meal. So Pilate came outside to them and said, "What accusation do you have against this man?" They replied, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate told them, "Take him yourselves and pass judgment on him according to your own law." The Jewish leaders replied, "We cannot legally put anyone to death." This happened to fulfill the word Jesus had spoken when he indicated what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate went back into the governor's residence, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own people and your chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish authorities. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Then Pilate said, "So are you a king?" Jesus replied, "You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born. For this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked, "What is truth?" When he had said this, he went back outside to the Jewish leaders and announced, "I find no basis for an accusation against him. But it is your custom that I release one prisoner for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" Then they shouted back, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a revolutionary. John chapter 19. Then Pilate took Jesus and handed him and had him flogged severely. The soldiers braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they clothed him in a purple robe. They came up to him again and again and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him repeatedly in the face. Again, Pilate went out and said to the Jewish leaders, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you so that you may know that I find no reason for an accusation against him." So Jesus came outside wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Look, here is the man." Then the chief priests and their officers saw him. They shouted out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said, "You take him and crucify him. Certainly I find no reason for an accusation against him." The Jewish leaders replied, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard what they said, he was more afraid than ever. And he went back into the governor's residence and said to Jesus, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Don't you know I have the authority to release you and to crucify you?" Jesus replied, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it was given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of greater sin." From this point on, Pilate tried to release him, but the Jewish leader shouted out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Everyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat down in the judgment seat in a place called the Stone Pavement, Gabbatha in Aramaic. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, about noon. Pilate said to the Jewish leaders, "Look, here is your king." Then they shouted out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate asked, "Shall I crucify your king?" The high priest replied, "We have no king except Caesar." Then Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus. And carrying his own cross, he went up to the place called the place of the skull, in Aramaic, Golgotha. There they crucified him along with two others, one on each side of him, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had a notice written and fastened to the cross, which read, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews." Thus, many of the Jewish residents of Jerusalem read this notice because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the notice was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather that this man said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Now when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and made four shares, one for each soldier, and the tunic remained. Now the tunic was seamless, woven from top to bottom in a single piece. So the soldiers said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but throw dice to see who will get it." This took place to fulfill the scripture that says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they threw dice." So the soldiers did these things. Now, standing beside Jesus' cross were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, look, here is your son." He then said to his disciple, "Look, here is your mother." From that very time, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, realizing that by this time everything was completed, said, "In order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was there, so he put a sponge soaked in sour wine on a branch of hyssop and lifted it up to his mouth. When he had received the sour wine, Jesus said, "It is completed." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Then, because it was a day of preparation, so that the bodies should not stay on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was an especially important one, the Jewish leaders asked Pilate to have the victim's legs broken and the bodies taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the two men who had been crucified with Jesus, first the one on the one, then the other. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. They did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and blood and water flowed out immediately. And the person who saw it has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may also believe. For these things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, not a bone of his would be broken. And again, another scripture says, "They will look on the one whom they have pierced." Love acted on. No greater act of love has ever happened since or before. We remember this act of love now in this memorial. Jesus asked us to remember him in this way, and this is the very least that we can do. We need to be inspired by his act of love and lead as many to his salvation as we can during our lifetime. Take this memorial with you and demonstrate his love daily. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come to you now remembering your Son and what he did for us. The sacrifice that he made so that our sins could be forgiven and so that we could be with you in heaven someday. Be with us now as we proclaim his death until he returns. Help us, Father, to take him with us from this place out into the world, whether it be in the workplace or the schools or wherever we go, Father. Help us to be his light in this world. Thank you so very much, Father, for his willingness to go to the cross and your willingness to send him as we remember him now in the way that he set forth. Thank you so very much, Father, for the opportunity we have of heaven through him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.